I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. An Islamic extremist group has murdered another Somali Christian. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Bernie Daniels says the details have only recently emerged.
A Christian brother by the name of David Abdul Wahab Muhammad Ali, who is only 29 years old, an active evangelist, was killed by the same militia that carried out the attacks on the teachers, the Al-Shabaab militia, which is a militant Islamic organization affiliated with Al-Qaeda.
Daniel urges prayer because
the response of the Christians of Somalia is going to be to carry on the message of the cross at great cost to their lives.
Meanwhile, Greater Europe Mission is gaining access to high-security prisons in Poland. A small band from North Carolina is giving a series of concerts over the next few days in these correctional facilities near Warsaw. Jem is praising God for the open door to bring light and hope to those who have all but forgotten what hope is. Pray that many inmates will find freedom from guilt and shame through forgiveness in Christ. Pray, too, for God's blessing on a May 3rd concert for the general public. And Mongolia is a culture of atheism, Buddhism, and shamanism. There are 2.6 million people there. In 2000, Far East Broadcasting Company started broadcasting Christian radio in the country. Today, there are more than 40,000 Christians in 400 churches. Director of FEBC's Wind FM, Batu Shenzengal, says the challenge today is obvious.
The church has been kind of a very wide in evangelism. As far as discipleship is concerned, we're lacking a lot of capacity, like leadership. So that's why the church is goal to make 10% of our population disciples of Jesus Christ by the year of 2020.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.